Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. San Juan Regional Medical Center is your community hospital, committed to making life better for the communities we are privileged to serve. In fact, better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. What matters most to our patients matters most to us. Offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services so you can get the quality care you need right here at home. San Juan Regional Medical Center, celebrating life better here since 1910. Minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Monday morning, the fifth day of December 2022. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. Thank you for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air here in San Juan County, New Mexico. In Durango, Colorado, you can tune us in, of course, at 103.3 FM. And if you're anywhere else on the planet, just go to our website to hear us, ksje.com. Welcome also to our viewers who are joining us this morning. This is a community-supported visual radio station, so we welcome our viewers who are joining us today on the KSJE Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and our Twitter account. Good morning, everyone. Coming up this morning on KSJE, it's a special day. It's the almost end of the fall semester here at San Juan College, and that means some of my public speaking honor students get to come on the radio with me to present their honor speeches. So we have a couple students here ready to do that, so we'll be hearing from them in the next few moments right here on KSJE, and they can't wait to be done with this assignment, so stand by for that. Also later on this morning, I'll be talking technology with my guest, Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems. You will see that coming up today at 8:50 a.m. Next hour, Mick Hess is going to take us roving with the arts, and Mick is featuring some music this morning from female composer Florence Price. You'll hear some of her music today on Roving with the Arts at 9:06 on KSJE. Don't forget, you can connect with us on our Instagram page in addition to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. And if you're a podcast person, you can subscribe for free to KSJE Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts. So check it out, subscribe, and maybe discover a program that you may have missed. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it is 36 degrees at the moment, and we have some very rare fog for the high desert in the area today. Here's a shot from earlier this morning, just a few moments ago. You could barely see the campus from our weather cam here at San Juan College, but it is a foggy morning so far, so do take care if you're out driving. That's supposed to burn off, of course, and leave us with a mostly cloudy day today. That's the forecast with a high of 54 later on today. Partly cloudy overnight tonight, low of 36 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy once again on Tuesday, the high 51. Maybe a chance of some showers or snow flurries developing into Tuesday night with a low of 37. And then on Wednesday, a 50% chance of some rain and snow showers with a high of about 49 degrees and a low of 33. Sunshine returns on Thursday in cooler weather with a high of 42. All right, let me introduce my guests who are here with me this morning. They get to see what I do each and every day here. My public speaking honors students from San Juan College. It's time to hear from Nicole Harrison with her honors speech. So, Nicole, whenever you're ready, start whenever you want.
In one form or another, we are all curious. Curious to try something new, curious to try something different. Well, I would like to tell you about a sport that has not had a lot of publicity until recently, but has also been growing rapidly. a sport that has been around since 1974, disc golf. In 2020, the beginning of COVID, many of us were trying to find activities to do outdoors, since many indoor activities were limited. This is where I was introduced to disc golf. The Four Corners area is beautiful. It has several disc golf courses available to anyone, whether it is a casual or a competitive round. This morning, I would like to give you a little history of disc golf, how our local Four Corners Disc Golf Club benefits our city, and why I play disc golf. In 1965, George Sappenfeld had an idea to introduce a game of frisbee golf to a group of college kids, which was called Golfing with Frisbees. Much like traditional golf, disc golf is played in the same manner. One throw is one stroke, and the goal is to play each hole with the fewest strokes possible. George planned to promote a frisbee golf tournament and sought support from Wham-O, an American toy company known for creating and marketing many popular toys for nearly 70 years, including the Frisbee. George convinced Steady Ed Hedrick, who is famously known as Steady Ed, and who is considered the father of disc golf, that a Frisbee golf event would be a great event in the All Corners Frisbee meet that Wham-O was planning. According to an article from the PDGA Professional Disc Golf Association website, A Brief History of Disc Golf and the PDGA, writer Matt Gregor, an associate, states, early promotion of frisbee golf was an important factor that led to the emergence of disc golf as an organized sport in 1974. Fast forward to today. Disc golf has grown within the last few years. There are professional disc golfers who make a living traveling around the world to compete. Now that I've given you a little history of disc golf, let's look at how disc golf benefits our Four Corners. Here in the Four Corners, the community is greatly impacted by the members of the San Juan Basin Disc Golf Club. They contribute to local charities and nonprofit organizations through events and fundraisers. They also work to improve parks, courses, and reclamation projects. Their members encourage the community to participate in the sport of disc golf. More importantly, every disc member I have spoken to have given me one common word: camaraderie. The game of disc golf has enabled many people to become friends, friends who have become family, and those same friends and family to also become our competition. In an interview with Tom Bussard, member of the PDGA since 2003 and member of the San Juan Basin Disc Golf Club, stated, "A good camaraderie becomes a deepening friendship." All of these qualities are what made me fall in love with disc golf. In 2020, my nephew Zach and Tyler invited me to play disc golf with them. I tried to find things to do since many places were closed due to COVID. So I went out and played a round of disc golf. I was instantly hooked. I didn't have discs to throw, but I didn't need one. I would just show up. Eventually, my nephew Zach bought me my first disc. This sport is a fine example of continually learning and improving. It is a perfect sport for people of all ages and all skill levels. And it is so much fun, especially when there is a group of people. I love to be outdoors and I love to be active. And this sport is a good option for exercise because it is not overly exerting. For example, playing one game, a person can walk approximately 3 miles. In conclusion, the game of disc golf is rich in history. It is still growing, and this is all possible because Steady Ed took a chance by promoting frisbee golf. In return, there have been many disc golf clubs created around the world and locally. There is the San Juan Basin Disc Golf Club, who contributes to the community and events such as Toys for Tots and Echo Food Bank. I wanted to share this story today because disc golf was introduced to me at the perfect time, and it is such a fun sport to play. I would like to end with a quote. Disc golf knows no age, race, creed, or class. It is not an exclusive group for the 1%. It is for anybody who wants to have a good time by themselves or with friends and cultivate focus, determination, and the thrill of a good throw, while at the same time enjoying simple things like sunshine, birdsong, and good old-fashioned clean fun. Author unknown.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nicole.
It's Nicole Harrison, one of my honor students here at San Juan College, with her honor speech. And our next student is ready to go, and that's Carrie Phillips. Carrie is here with her honor speech, so whenever you're ready.
Good morning. A Navajo woman received a phone call from her sister, and here's the excitement in her voice as she is greeted with a hello, following with a hey, guess what, in a happy, jovial tone. Your niece has become a young lady. She got her period this morning. I too have received many phone calls like this. Now, what does that mean, the layperson may wonder, and why share this information? In the Navajo tribe, the Diné people for many years have celebrated the young female child transition into a beautiful young lady. She will be celebrated for 4 days in a female ceremony called the Kinalta. Today, I would like to share with you how the Kinalta originated and how it is celebrated and why. According to Dr. Avery Denny, a Navajo medicine man and a professor at the Diné College and many Navajo storytellers and historians, there are no reference or timestamp of the Kinalta, only through the belief of Changing Woman. Changing Woman is considered to be one of the creators of the New World in the beginning of time, and she was one of the holy people. As a baby, she was found above the mountaintop by the holy people, first man and first woman. They took her home and raised her. When they noticed her body began to change and transform to bear children, the holy people conducted the first Kinalta, a ceremony that would last 4 days. Spider Woman, a holy person, would become her mentor. She would wash her hair, brush it, and tie it. She will help physically mold Changing Woman into a shape of a woman. Changing Woman will bake a cake made of ground corn and offer the first piece to the most powerful holy person, the Yellow Sun. Changing Woman will then conduct former days of ceremonies, two for herself and two for the females after her. This may be just a story for many, but Changing Woman is a spiritual mother figure among the Diné people. This is why the Diné people are a matrilineal society and kinship through the female line. She is the reason a female child will be given a ceremony. In the modern age, the mother will request a Kinalta and ask for help. On the first day, the father and uncles will help butcher a sheep and dig a pit for the cake. The girl will bathe, and the mother will help dress her in her finest traditional outfit with jewelry, sash belt, and moccasin. In the Hogan, the mother may request a song to be sung by a medicine man or woman while the daughter's hair is being brushed and tied with buckskin by a respected, successful, and comely woman chosen by the mother. The woman then stretches her face down, symbolically remolding her on a bed of blankets. She is now ready to run towards the east while others follow her behind her, never to pass her, or old age or a bad omen will affect them later in life. She will run furthest for the next 3 days, and on the last day she will run the furthest. On the second or third day, a fire will be built in the pit. The girl will help grind corn and cook so that it will be used for her cake called the Alcan. On the third day, a respected person will dig up the soap root from the yucca plant to wash her hair. With the help of female relatives, the girl will sew corn husks to make a bottom and top cake cover. They will help her mix the cake and place it in the ground to bake all night. That evening on the third day, the medicine man and people of the community will sing songs all night into the fourth day. The last day, she will run her last run. She will be stretched, molded again, and then she will bless everyone by stretching them and molding them. She will then pass out her cake along with gift baskets to everyone who helped and participate. The Kinalta ceremony is important to the pubescent girl because it is a way of honoring her transition into womanhood, so she will live a long, healthy, prosperous life. In those 4 days, she will remain holy and pure. She was not allowed to touch raw meat, sleep late, eat sweets, or use salt. She remained obedient and available to help others with duties. She was guided and counseled by the mother and female relatives on how to clean and cook. The father and uncles were the nurturers, the laborers, and the guardians. She learned how to serve her guests who visited her and wished her well. As her hair was washed on the final day, all that she was as a child was washed away. Her final run is a rebirth of who she will become. That is why the Kinalda is considered the most important time in a girl's life. It will be better than any birthday, holiday, or wedding she will ever experience. In conclusion, I myself have never had a Kinalda done for me, but I have had the opportunity to participate in many ceremonies. It is a special event that happens only once in a child's lifetime. I have learned the point of the ceremony is to resemble changing woman, to have a spiritual bond with the holy people, and to establish her place in the Navajo universe. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you both of you for coming in and sharing your honor speeches with us. And you have now done all the requirements of our class. You can just sit back and relax and be audience members for the remainder of the semester. So thank you both very much. My honor students this fall semester from my public speaking class here at San Juan College. Back with more in just a moment. This is KSJE. KSJE and San Juan College present the Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week. Week 16, finals, finals, finals. Don't let the finals week become a nightmare of stress and anxiety. Get prepared and conquer your finals with these final steps. Start early. Create a study schedule and stick to it. Prioritize your study time. Some exams may be harder than others. Attend the review session. Ask questions about the exam and study for the style of exam. Create a study guide and make flashcards. Take breaks and stay well rested. Quiz yourself, or better, have someone else quiz you. Show up early for the test. Visit the tutoring center for additional support. The Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week, presented by KSJE and the Student Achievement Center at San Juan College. KSJE is supported by the Farmington Civic Center, presenting A Christmas Carol, Friday, December 23rd at 7:30 p.m. The true spirit of Christmas in this production, filled with haunting special effects and heartfelt sentiment. A powerful story of redemption, Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol has enchanted audiences the world over with its simple message of holiday joy. Friday, December 23rd at 7:30 p.m. at the Farmington Civic Center. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.